You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am your host, your garden expert, and regular garden geek. I love plants, and I love helping people with plants. This is August. We have the dog days of summer in effect right now. And I just want to wish everyone a wonderful Saturday. It's nice and hot out there, and we can do a lot of gardening. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good week?
I sure did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Guy is stepping in for Lizzie this morning, and I certainly do appreciate it. And we will not be taking calls today. This is a pre-taped show. We have some vacations going on here at iHeart. And so this next 2 hours is going to be all live, but it is all going to be pre-taped. You're not going to be able to call in or text. And so we do appreciate you listening in. It's going to be a fun show today. I've got a lot of great stuff to talk to you about. Also, too, this is the fruit month. This is taking care of your fruits this month. And right now, during the month of August, you should be checking your pineapples, checking them on a daily basis, because the raccoons are going to be checking on them on a regular basis. And so that you will know that they're ready to be picked when they are really fragrant. You can smell that pineapple, which the animals can smell too, and it starts from turning yellow to orange. And I would dare say I would start to pick them when they're turning yellow, okay? And then that way they will ripen off the plant once they start that ripening process. You also want to feed your bananas and figs monthly, but lightly. You don't have to do it don't over-fertilize them. And you want to make sure that they are watered first so that they can handle the fertilizer. And you want to keep the soil moist and mulched. And that's very, very important. You want to give your grapes and apples and peaches their summer feedings. You want to follow the label, what you use, whether it's a 666, 888, or a 101010, or a special fruit tree fertilizer that you can get from all sorts of great companies. And so, but always follow the label. The label is the law. You can also test your soil for acidity and adjust the pH if necessary. And this is important, especially when you fertilize, because if your plants are not planted in the right pH, that soil around them is a different pH, like it's 6 to 7 pH, and you're growing blueberries, and they need to be at 4.5 to 5.5 pH, you can put down the fertilizer, but the plant isn't able to absorb it correctly. So that's very, very important. So make sure that you're testing your pH on a regular basis and do a soil analysis at least once a year on your landscape. And we just had a great show a couple of weeks ago where the University of Florida, Dr. Brian Unruh, told us about the very new University of Florida soil test kit that they are partnering with Agritech. And this is a very easy soil analysis that you can get the results in 3 to 4 days. And you can do it right online and send it off. And it's a really great way to do it. And if you do it before September 1st, they will give you a $5 discount promo code. And that $5 off on the kit, and the kits are $29.95. But you can get that $5 off if you put down the code UFNOW, UFNOW, all one word. Okay, that's a little tip. You can also go back and listen to the show on iHeartRadio or on BetterLawns.com, and you can hear it all over again and or at wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, sticking with fruits, seeds of melons and pumpkins, you need to plant them right away so that they can get so you can harvest them before the winter time. So early August, we're just right here at the mid section of August. So, get them in this weekend, if at all possible. You want to start your transplants that you started in July. You can go ahead and plant those from now until late August. And you can also plant quick growing warm season vegetables mid-August through early September. You could do that. Now, one of the things, if you are buying plants at your nursery or at any of the box stores, you want to make sure that you're not buying weeds, okay? I never buy weeds, all right? So when I'm standing there in line waiting to get checked out, I go through all my pots and I just take my fingers through the upper kind of 1-inch portion of that pot and I pull up all the weeds that are in those pots and I place them in a bag and leave it at the counter. You don't want to take those home. So if you're taking plants home that have weeds in them, when you plant them, those seeds are going to go in and you get to start your own weed garden. All right. So make sure you do not buy any weeds. Clean the pots out before you take them home. Now, you can also give your tomatoes an extra large container, and you want to keep tomatoes right now moist. Just consistently, not overwatering, but just making sure that they stay moist. Now, that is because when tomatoes don't get, or they get inconsistent watering, they get blossom end rot. So you've heard that blossom end rot is a myth, that it's a calcium deficiency and you got to put calcium on it. That's not true. What blossom end rot is that the plant can't absorb the calcium that's there, and so they get the blossom end rot. Now, the way for them to be able to absorb the blossom end rot is that you need to keep them moist consistently, not over-watering, but watering every couple of days so that the soil stays moist. And with the rainfall we've had, that's pretty easy to do. You don't have to even add any extra watering. Feed your sweet potatoes monthly now and get ready to harvest potatoes in 100 days. And then you can apply also to feed your citrus with a 1/4 pound of citrus fertilizer per inch of trunk circumference. This August, you're going to take care of your fruit trees and your, you know, transplants and vegetables. We've got a lot more great information coming to you. We're going to be talking to Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist. He's going to be telling us more about fruit trees. And this is the month to do it. So we are not taking phone calls or text message today. This is a pre-taped show. And so we will be back with you and more Better Lawns and Gardens after the break from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brux Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brux Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brux Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brux Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to bruxnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to QualityGreenSpecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and creep myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. You are not alone. Call 1-844-MYFLVET or visit myflvet.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to QualityGreenSpecialists.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and it is hot, it is summertime, and mango and avocado harvest this year is incredible. I have one client who took 50-plus mangoes off of their tree. They still have mangoes left on it, and 100 avocados off their avocado tree, and there's still plenty more where they came from. And so it's just been a wonderful season for harvesting fruit. With us right now is Dana Vainrick. He is the owner of Quality Green Nursery in DeLand, 335 West Michigan Street. And he is with us to talk to us and tell us what we need to be doing so that we can have great harvest too on our fruit trees. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you today?
I am great. We've had a great summer of harvesting fruit. And so one of my big questions, and one I get asked a lot, is how can you tell when a mango is ripe?
Well, you want to check the size of the fruit and check the your chart to see when they ripen. For example, the Glen gets ripe in June and July, and so you want to look for them at mature size, and then when they start to turn a little color and they start to drop from the tree, then it's time, you know, to pick it, and then they'll ripen perfectly, you know, like in the patio where it's warm,
right,
in the warm room.
And so will they ripen,
you know,
off of the tree?
Is that all that those squirrels were eating all of the fruit.
Oh.
They started eating big chunks of fruit.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what the secret is, to get it before the critters find out. And so,
absolutely, you want to beat the critters.
Will they ripen off the tree very easily?
Yes, if you don't pick them too early. If you see that they're full size and they start to drop, they will ripen perfectly, you know. But there's one variety, the Malika. It's a dwarf tree from India where you have to pick them ripe green. In other words, they will not be changing color yet. You look for like a bigger full-size shoulder on the fruit and just a slight hint of color starting at the top of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them in newspaper in 1 to 2 weeks, they're ripened green that way.
Wow. Okay, I've never heard that before. And so can they get Malika mangoes from you?
Yes, we have Malika. We also have East Indian, which is gets ripe in May, and it's an early mango. The Malika gets ripe in June and July. It's the mid-season summer. And we also have Glen, which gets ripe in June and July.
Excellent. So people can buy a tree with fruit right on them. So what is your favorite mango?
My favorite right now is the Kent at my house because I've picked way over 100 mangoes on that tree. And the big, juicy, sweet, best mango I think I ever ate because I gave them super good nutrition. I tested the soil 3 years ago. I was low on potassium, magnesium, and boron, and so I optimized all those in the soil. And last year I had over 100 mangoes, and this year way over 100, and they never tasted better.
Oh, wow. I mean,
good nutrition makes a big difference in the taste.
It does. That's very, very important. So now with avocados, how should people decide what kind of avocado to plant? Should it be taste? Because some of them are nutty and some of them are very, you know, very rich. But or should they go for cold hardiness?
Well, in Central Florida, first I would go for cold hardiness. The most cold hardy is a fantastic. It also has the advantage of being buttery, nut-like tasting, and similar to the Haas, very creamy. But it's been known to take down to 12 degrees. It's rated for 15 degrees. Poncho is a real good one, too. It's got green skin, and it's rated down to 15 degrees. The taste is not quite as good, but super cold hardy. And Brogdon is one of the favorites. I think my favorite. It has black skin when it ripens, and it's rated to 18 degrees.
Wow.
And you need really to have the best results. An A and B type. Fantastic is an A type avocado, and the Poncho and Brogdon are the B type. We have all three of those, so you can have the A and B.
What does it
but
mean to be? What does it mean,
without,
Dana?
That.
What does it mean to be A and B? What's the difference of them?
Well, avocados have both male and female flowers.
Right.
On the tree, the B type. The male pollen is ripe in the morning, and the female receptive in the evening. And the beets in the A type is just the reverse. In other words, the female will be receptive in the morning, and the male would be the pollen would be ripe in the evening.
So then you would want two different kinds. You would want A and B, so that you can get them pollinated. Both will pollinate well for you.
Well, in Florida, there's enough humidity that the pollen will stay. Ripe, and the female will be receptive because of the humidity. But mm-hmm. You'll have better crop, or more fruit if you have both A and B type.
Gotcha. And those temperature lows. That's North Florida all the way down to South Florida. That will
absolutely
the whole entire state.
All of Florida.
So now, do you also have peaches and nectarines and plums?
Yes, we do. We have good fortune of having. Self-fertile Tropic Beauty peaches, which is a fantastic peach, high quality. It takes only 150 chill hours, which is super good for Central Florida because we'll get about 300 chill hours.
Right.
And also we have the Scarlet Beauty plum. That's a red skin, delicious plum for Central Florida, also with 150 chill hours. And it pollinates even better with the Gulf Series. It will increase your fruit load if you have, like, a pollinator with the Gulf Series.
Right, and that's a University of Florida recommended one, the Scarlet,
yes,
Scarlet and
University
the Gulf. Yeah. So now with fruit trees in this kind of heat, 100-degree, you know, indexes, how should you plant a fruit tree? What do you recommend?
Well, if you want to go to extra trouble, you could put like a screen, like four stakes, and a screen over the top, you know, to soften the sun, like a 40% shade cloth. Other than that, you want to make sure that you plant them properly, the topmost root at the surface, and water it thoroughly with a berm, you know, so you mm-hmm. can fill that basin with water, make sure you soak that root ball, and make sure you water it at least every other day, sometimes every day, for 2 weeks. That's the critical time. And then watch it closely, you know, water it every 2 weeks through the summer. I mean, twice a week through the summer until it cools off.
Right.
And then you cut back.
And then that would be more likely in October then, right?
Yes, wait till October, then you can cut back to once a week or less.
Okay, so now if you plant a new fruit tree now, do you want to fertilize it now, or do you want to wait until after it's established, and how do you know?
If you use fertilizer, it's very, very likely in this heat you could have some burn. So if you do, just do the most light application, just like you're lightly salting a steak, and mix it in well with the backfill you put back around when you mud in the tree.
Right. And so then, but later on in October, should they fertilize again then?
Yeah, well, you could probably do it in September.
Okay.
When the temperature moderates. And then, you know, you want to do it lighter in the fall than you would the spring, but about a half a pound maybe per inch of trunk diameter, or half a pound overall for
a half a pound of what?
5 gallons.
What kind of fertilizer do you recommend?
Well, you know, some that has all the nutrients. We have three different types. If your pH is real high, we recommend the acidic release 727 fertilizer. If the pH is high, we recommend, you know, the higher potassium, especially in the summer. You have the highest demand for potassium, and it has about 1% phosphorus just below that because we don't claim it. And then, you know, some nitrogen, but you want to keep the nitrogen low in the summertime.
Right. Okay. And so when homeowners are looking at their fruit trees, another thing that I get asked a lot is, how do you recognize when there's a pest issue? So what should homeowners be looking for right now?
Well, look for curled leaves, look for black spots on the leaves, or little serpentine trails on the leaf, especially on the underside of the leaves. Look on both the top and the bottom. You might see a yellow halo around those black spots would be surely indicative of a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And so copper, you use a copper fungicide or some other labeled fungicide. If you see a yellow halo around those spots, if you have a hand lens, look closely. Those spots might be caused by thrips or mites or some little tiny insect. And then use something like a triple action with neem and pyrethrin. It's a safe, organic form. Or you could use something harsher, you know, but we recommend the soft pesticides that are organic.
Right, and you just start off with the lightest touch first, and then if you have to, you can go on to harder.
Absolutely, always use this.
And they should do that in the early morning or late at night, dusk time versus during the heat of the day?
The best time is very early in the morning. Some growers do it late in the evening, so it stays coated overnight and works sometimes better, but you got to be careful. It could cause disease if you do it in the night if it stays too wet.
I understand. Okay, so Dana, tell everyone where you're located in DeLand. You've got a lovely nursery.
Oh, thank you. We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just a little bit northwest of downtown and 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus. We're easy to find, right across from the St. Barnabas Episcopal School.
Okay, and then what's your phone number?
386-734-8000.
Thank you so much, Dana. I certainly appreciate
you
coming on.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right, see you soon. Bye-bye. That's Dana Venrick. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist, 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. He gives really good service, and he can answer all your gardening questions, and he has the most wonderful fruit trees available. Now, it would be time for your gardening questions right now, but I have my favorite roses coming up, Teresa's favorite roses, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is the time of the show when I tell you this is where you can call in. But we're taking vacations this week, and we have, this is a pre-tape show and it's live, but we are just filling you with lots of good gardening information. And so I wanted to talk about my favorite roses. And I was asked a few weeks ago by a listener who said, Teresa, can you tell us your favorites? And so I have them. I do it as a handout. If you would like to get the handout with the names of my favorite roses, you can email me at betterlawns.com and just ask for Teresa, send us the handout for your favorite roses, and I will send it to you along with my tips on gardening with roses there. So we will start out with the best, and that is the antique and old roses. And these are my favorites. One, because they've been around such a long time, because they're not susceptible to disease and insects. And so I love them. They are beautiful. They're gorgeous roses that have lots of petals on them and beautiful colors from red to yellows to pinks. And my favorite one is called the Cracker Rose. And the Cracker Rose was found in cemeteries growing, where it had been growing for decades without any care whatsoever. This is the Louis Philippe Rose, and it's nearly 400 years old, the species, the variety. And so so Louis Philippe, called a Cracker Rose or Cemetery Rose, is one of my favorites. Deep, dark red roses, and they get quite big. They can get to be about 8 to 10 feet tall. They're not a climber, but they are a large shrub. And the thorns on the antique roses are not as big as the ones with the new varieties. And so there's the Louis Philippe. There is the Louise Odaire. And then there is the Madame Isaac Pereira. And then the Madame Plantier. And those are all antique old roses that are fragrant. They look beautiful in your garden, and you just can't beat them. Now, some of these can be found at local nurseries once in a while, at your mom-and-pop independent stores. And if they get roses, they can order them. Or you can find them online. There's several really wonderful online roses that you can now get, and they can send them to you. And I like to get them that way because I can't always find what I want in my plants. So purchasing online for me is a must. Now, the climbers are America, and America is beautiful. It gets to be about 12 feet tall, and you can put it over a arbor or a pergola, and it is beautifully colored. And then there's the most famous one, Don Juan's, which is your deep burgundy one, and very fragrant too as well, very easy to grow. And then this is my favorite, Joseph's Coat. Joseph's Coat starts off with a light orange and with a little bit of yellow in it, and then it turns pink and then darker peachy color. So it has wonderful different stages of colors in them, just like Joseph's Coat, and is a wonderful variety climber to grow. And it's not so big that it will be, if you have a small yard, it will still look good, but it will still need a trellis or an arbor or a pergola to climb up on. Next is the very famous Lady Banks Rose. And my favorite is the yellow. And Lady Banks Rose gets very tall. It blooms once a year with many, many, many roses and rosebuds. And it is just gorgeous, very fragrant. And it's also called Seven Sisters. And it just looks beautiful. So where can you get them? Again, your independent stores will carry them once in a while. Your rose nurseries, your rose growers will have them here locally, like Nelson's Roses. But then there's also Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and they do carry the Lady Banks roses, and all of these they can order for you too as well. So tell Howie and Karen you heard them on Better Lawns and Gardens, and they'll take really good care of you. There is another one of my favorites, David Austin Roses, and these are old cabbage roses that look, they're British, but they look just like the antiques, and they're very sturdy, very hardy. They don't get a lot of disease issues either, and they are, you just can't beat them. They're romantic to me. I love them. They're the Pride and Prejudice of the rose world. And so my favorite is Abraham Darby. Beautiful, very fragrant, light peach, pinkish peach color, just beautiful. Then there's a Gertrude Jekyll. And the Gertrude Jekyll is red, beautiful. And Jude the Obscure is red as well. You have the Generous Gardener and also the Shepherdess. So look up davidaustinroses.com. Go to the United States one, okay, because they have websites for nearly every country in the world. And so go to davidaustin.com, David Austin Roses, and look up United States. And you can find them. And they even have the nurseries where you can find them too as well. Now for Floribundas, you can, two favorites. One is Angel Face. And Angel Face has very delicate rippled petals. Very pretty. A very light bluish lavender that is so fragrant. And it'll have 8 to 10 blooms at one time. And mine has been blooming all spring and summer, and I cut it back, and it just pops out more blooms for the summertime. Gorgeous. Absolute favorite rose fragrance, Angel Face. Now, the other one is a red and white, and it kind of looks like the Dairy Queen Blizzard, where it's red and white all over the petals, and it's kind of like in a swirl. And the colors, it's a fuchsia red. It's called Sentimental. And Sentimental is very fragrant. It's spelled S-C-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T-A-L for a reason. Let me go real quickly. I'm coming up on a break. Grandiflores are Lagerfeld and Melody Parfumé, Queen Elizabeth. My hybrid teas are Double Delight and Perfume Delight. No rose garden should be without them. Then my polyanthus is China Doll. And then my shrub roses are two favorites, are Belinda's Dream and Distant Drums. All right. If you'd like that list of roses that are my favorites, you can go to betterlawns.com and email me, and I will send it to you. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and if it's Saturday morning, of course, from the Florida Talk and Entertainment Network, I'm Teresa Watkins.
There's a problem if you drink and drive a boat. It never just affects you. Boating under the influence is illegal and dangerous. Save lives by staying sober. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Stop your grinding with Brett's Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Bruck's Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Bruck's Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Bruck's Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brucksnightguard.com and enter the code BRUCKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Bruck's Night Guard.
Are you losing your Medicaid coverage due to the public health emergency ending? If you're in jeopardy of losing health care coverage, don't worry. You may qualify for health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Navigators are ready to help you find the most affordable coverage option. This help is always free and confidential. Visit us at coveringflorida.org to schedule your appointment today. Remember, that's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your garden expert. And usually I would give a phone number and text number to call and text us with, but we are taking care of schedules. It's the summertime, right? And we are doing a pre-taped live show for you. So it was live a few weeks ago. We are just coming to you from the studios. We will be back. And if you'd like to email us with your gardening question, you can go to betterlawns.com or you can go to my website, which is www.she-consulting.com. Or just Google me, Teresa Watkins, Better Lawns and Gardens, and you'll find us. Now, the top 5 landscape mistakes, I call it landscape malpractice. The last few months, I have been in a lot of HOAs, and literally, I have been finding so many mature trees that have been in the ground 10 to 12 years that are now starting to be girdled. And my landscaping malpractice is, you got to look for your trees. If your trees start to decline, there's a reason. And sometimes if you can't see what it is, it's under the ground and it's probably the root ball. So when we dig up these trees, and just over the last few weeks, it was a Japanese blueberries that we were digging up, and they still had the wire baskets wrapped around the root ball with the plastic. So they never opened up the root ball. They didn't check to see that the roots were not girdled inside, and they left these wire baskets on them. It was terrible. And so that causes the roots to girdle, and eventually that tree is going to die. It's not going to be able to make it. And so girdling roots is one of the biggest problems we see in trees that have been planted over the last 20 years. You'll see it in oak trees, you'll see it in elm trees, and even cedars or in Japanese blueberries, like I said. So the girdling roots, what happens is you want to open up the root ball so that it kind of stimulates root production, and it will stimulate the plant to grow and spread its roots out. It will know it's being planted. If you just plant the root ball and don't do anything to it, it's just going to sit there like it's in a pot, and it's not going to grow. It's not going to get established, and it's going to need more water, and then it's not going to be able to get the water because of the girdling roots. Always an issue. So now another malpractice that I see out there is planting too deep. Now here in Florida, we have sandy soil, so everything settles. And when we plant level with the ground and then put the mulch on the tree, which is what we're supposed to do, what's going to happen is over 3 to 4 months, over a year, that tree or shrub is going to settle. It's going to be pushed down into the ground. It's going to sink, and it's going to be below ground, and it's not going to be able to breathe correctly. And what happens is that we then continue to put mulch on and mulch on and mulch on, and finally, it's just not going to be able to breathe at all. So when you plant a shrub or tree, you want to be able to see the flare at the bottom of the shrub or tree. Okay, see that flare, and then also leave the actual root ball out of the ground about 1 to 1.5 inches. Even 2 inches is not bad. Cover it, put your tree ring around it with the mulch and the soil, and then when it settles, it will be level with the ground. If it's not, if you do it level, again, it's going to sink and it's going to be too deep and it's not going to survive. I see this all the time along I-4. The trees do not survive. And so also, too, the next biggest issue is the no irrigation. For to establish a tree correctly, you need to have 5 to 7 years, depending on the size of the tree. Now, I'm talking about a good 10 to 15 foot tall tree is going to need 5 to 7 years of consistent watering. Not overwatering, consistent watering, whether it's once a week, whether it's once every or twice a week during the summertime and the rainfall. It will need to have that water every week to establish and become healthy. All right, so if there is no irrigation there, then you're going to have hit and miss, and some parts of the root ball are not going to survive, or it's just not going to thrive. It's not going to push those roots out wider and deeper, and it will, in a few years, start to decline or be more susceptible to pest issues. All right, so you want to make sure that you're watering on a regular basis for at least the first 5 years of a good-sized tree. You do not have to amend the hole, a single hole, okay, and I see a lot of people doing that. They amend the single hole, which can lead to girdling of the tree, because when you amend the hole and you open up the root ball, those trees are already planted in good soil, and you're placing more good soil around them, and they love that. When they are in shock, they put out new roots, they hit that new fresh soil, and boom, you see a lot of growth happening. But then after a change of seasons, or you put fertilizer down, the tree is no longer in shock, it sends out more new roots, and it hits that sugar stand that it's planted in, not in that good soil that you put around. It's already used that good soil in the hole up. So in the roots you want to establish, it's better to amend the entire bed with either topsoil, compost, manure, black cow manure. It's better to amend the entire garden bed rather than a single hole. You want the tree and shrub to be established. So don't amend a single hole. Save your money there, because it's already in good soil. All right, when you're planting it in the pot, you want to amend the entire garden bed. And then finally, leaving the stakes on too long. The trees in the wind, the more it sways in the wind, the stronger the root system will be. And if you leave the straps on, if you leave the stakes on, that tree is not going to sway as much and it's not going to be as strong as it could be. So after about 6 months, or I even say after hurricane season, you can take those straps and stakes off and let that tree become established without that stake. Leaving them on for 1, 2, 3 years. I see them at businesses that they've been on for 2, 3 years, and the tree has outgrown the stake. There's really no reason to do that. Go ahead, leave it on for at least 6 to 9 months if it's a very tall tree. If it's a small tree, like a 45-gallon or a 30-gallon, it can come off. The straps and stakes can come off after 6 months, okay? And having them sway in the wind helps make trees stronger. Okay, so those are my top five landscaping malpractices for, trees when you plant them. You want to make sure that you're planting them at the right depth, that you're making sure the roots are opened up, that all the wires and straps have been taken off, the plastic has been taken off, and the tree is nice and healthy, and that you water in the soil, water in the root ball a bit. You want your tree to have irrigation. Okay, that's very important. I'd like to also tell you about my 50 Shades of Green Welcome to the Gardens of Ireland tour, which is going to be Saturday, July 6th through Sunday, July 14th in 2024, next year. Okay, so this is the time to get in. We have really great groups that go over, and this is an exciting trip. We are, well, just face it, right? Ireland, the whole island of Ireland is a garden. But we are going to go to some magnificent gardens. We're going to go to the Ring of Kerry with its steep cliffs dropping dramatically to the surf of the Atlantic Ocean. We're going to go to the oldest garden in Ireland and also the highest waterfall in Ireland. And we get to go, and most of the people that go, I would say all of them, the majority of them, are all gardeners and photographers, and we have such a wonderful time. We are going to be going to Castles and the John F. Kennedy Arboretum, which is amazing. And then also we're going to be visiting Waterford and Dublin. And I think we'll get in at some music, Kaylee in here, and maybe some shots of whiskey. How about that, Guy?
Some Jameson.
There you go. We'll do that. That's exactly right. And so if you'd like to learn more about the 50 Shades of Green Welcome to the Gardens of Ireland tour with Art and Bloom Garden Tours, and I will be leading it, and I will be taking all of you around, and we'll be just, you know, we're going to be going to some tropical gardens in Ireland that you can come home and, renovate your garden to look like the Gardens of Ireland. You can call, reserve your space at 802-860-7601. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406.